This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven at the hour. This is the Good Day Health Watch, Good Day Health Show, the Health Insider, if you will, focusing on healthy living with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Joins us every week. This is one of the most popular features on any of the programs that I do. A lot of people listening every week and every weekend to our discussion of the medical issues of the day, the things that have been researched, what Ken gleans out of reading the reports from the various journals of medicine. That makes the, that's sort of the syllabus of our conversation. I don't want it to sound professorial, but a lot of people who listen carefully find something of interest in almost every week, because there is something of general interest. There's something always going on in your heart or with cancer, or things that you ought to do that'll keep you from getting things like Alzheimer's. So let's get to it. Couple of you pretty regularly focus in with some of these tests. The journals are always looking these days at e-cigarettes and what happens, because you're a cardiologist, Ken. Ken's clinic is Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. So he's with the increased interest trying to figure out what the latest influences are on your cardiovascular health. So what is the latest from the e-cigarette department?
Well, let's break some common beliefs here. E-cigarettes, they're largely considered safer than traditional cigarettes. But
Who says that?
Well, hang around some millennials. But this new study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week suggests use of the devices as well as the flavors, regardless of nicotine content, may pose a new risk for heart disease. It appears that e-cigarettes, Doug, injure and destroy the interior lining of blood vessels called the endothelium. This leads to plaque formation in the arteries and the inability to form new vascular tubes. E-cigarettes are not a safe alternative to traditional cigarettes. They can increase your risk for heart attacks, strokes, depression, and seizures.
Wow. Why would anybody be using these things? Well, kids don't listen to this stuff. They think they'll live forever and they're indestructible. So it's not going to hurt me. So now, on the heels of that, something else, youngsters, but people of all ages have been using e-cigarettes. They're also using energy drinks. We were talking about this off the air. Karen, Victoria, and the other participants with me in the DJV show wondering why anybody would drink things like Monster Mash or whatever the hell it's called, Red Bull. These drinks taste awful, and worse than that, they give you business as a cardiologist.
They sure do. There's more evidence that energy drinks like Red Bull and Monster, Doug, are not risk-free. This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week. These energy drinks may boost blood pressure and the odds of dangerous electrical problems in the heart. So what are these electrical problems? Well, the time it takes the heart to prepare to generate the next beat, not to get in the weeds, but it's called the QT interval. If the interval is too short or too long, it can cause potentially life-threatening heart rhythm problems. And caffeine does not appear to be the culprit here. Besides caffeine, energy drinks often contain taurine, which is an amino acid, glucuronolactone, found in plants and connective tissues, and B vitamins. But people with underlying congenital or acquired long QT syndrome or high blood pressure, they should definitely limit or stay away from consuming these energy drinks.
What's long QT syndrome?
There are people who are born genetically with a prolonged period of time where it takes for the heart to recharge. We're all born with a spark, and it goes off 2 billion with a B times after about 70 years. Yeah. You know, you count your pulse, this is started with a spark. And it takes, once it fires, the heart then takes a recharge time to recycle and to spark again. And this time that it takes for the heart to recharge is called the QT interval. And there are people, due to genetic abnormalities, who are born with just a prolonged recycling time, prolonged QT interval. And these prolonged intervals are associated with so-called sudden cardiac death, where the heart just starts beating very rapidly, suddenly, and it can't pump blood effectively, and you just fall, collapse, and die. So you don't want to have a long QT interval. There are drugs that do this, and when we see this on your electrocardiogram, because it's very easy to measure on a routine electrocardiogram, if you prolongation of your recycling time, your QT interval, there are things we can do that will help lower the risk of this sudden cardiac death.
Going back to the contents of these energy beverages, they're about the same as a steep roast of really juiced up coffee. You got to drink a lot of it. Boy, this stuff, I'm looking into the background here. The blood pressure issues that come, and the faster you drink it, I think you said that, the more it takes its toll.
Yes, and the interesting thing is usually you can take 400 milligrams of caffeine in a day without doing harm to yourself. I mean, I'm not recommending that for everybody, but that's usually the upper limit for most people. Some people are sensitive at lower, even much lower levels. But when they did this study, they even gave an energy drink less than 400 milligrams, and they still saw prolongation of the QT interval, and therefore the conclusion was that it's something other than just the caffeine.
You got to be whacked to drink this crap. And you know what? The global energy drink market this year will be $61 billion with dollars.
I've never had one. I must concede, in full disclosure.
I had one once.
I've never had one.
When I was driving to Florida, I had one because I was really sleepy and it was only like 6 or 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And I will never have one again. I couldn't sleep. It made me a zombie.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I think that's what the stuff does.
Were you able to drive better with it or worse?
I was alert.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's better. It's better to be alert when you're driving, but the rest of my body felt awful. Awful, awful, awful.
Well, you're not a big caffeine person anyway, right?
I'm not. I never have had a cup of coffee in my life.
So you're going to be very sensitive.
Yeah, that could be.
Because you do develop tolerance to caffeine. And if you
do.
If you don't have any of it, then it's going to affect you even bolder. So, you guys.
All right. In a moment, we're going to link Roundup the Weed Killer to something very bad in your body. This is another one of my... always very happy to tell stories that denigrate Roundup and Monsanto. Meanwhile, I want to help you out. Those of you who don't have white teeth but would like to have white teeth, why would you want to have white teeth? Great for dating, great for jobs. It's just you feel better about yourself. Look in the mirror and see a nice white smile, right? Think about it. If you have ugly yellow teeth and you've tried but you haven't been successful, I'm going to put you on the road to success when it comes to whitening your teeth with Power Swabs. Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. And then every 5, 6, 7 days, you repeat the treatment, and your teeth get that much whiter. Doesn't make any difference whether it's your natural teeth, caps, crowns, veneers. It lifts the stains off. It doesn't lift the reason it works on crowns and veneers and stuff where others don't is because the formula is aimed at lifting the stains off of the product, the enamel or the coating on the cap, that sort of thing. Whiter teeth make you look younger, feel younger. It's great for PR reasons, and you feel better about yourself. Let's remove those stains. They're not covering them up. They are removing them from your enamel. Not removing the enamel either. Whiter teeth, longer period of time. Save yourself hundreds of bucks. Buy it now by calling 800-208-8888. 1797 for power swabs. 800-208-1797. Calling that number will allow you to buy at half the retail price. Yep, half what you would pay in other circumstances by calling 800-208-1797. Let's get on the ball. Let's get our teeth looking as well as they can. And, you know, this, when you remove the stains that are caused by tobacco, coffee, and tea, it doesn't mean you have to stop all of those things. This means it is sort of keeping up and making your teeth look better. 800-208-1797. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS.
Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. This latest study on Roundup, this so infuriates me that these bums can get away with what they get away with in terms of advertising, buying up politicians. So what's the connection between Roundup and liver damage, Ken?
I had a feeling you would like this story, so it was hard.
I don't
for me
like
to...
it, but it's important to tell the story because
exactly.
People are still in denial because these guys spend so much money advertising and they keep denying that their crap kills people.
Well, this is part of what you've been advocating for a long time, finally getting out. This is actually published in the Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology Journal. Hepatology is a big word we say for the liver in medicine. And it came out this month. And the news is that the popular weed killer Roundup might be linked to liver disease. A group of patients suffering from liver disease, they have elevated urine levels of glyphosate. This is the primary weed killer ingredient in Roundup. The more glyphosate in the urine, the worse a person's liver health in this study. Most of a person's exposure to the chemical is likely due to diet. The best way to protect yourself would be to adopt an organic diet, eating only foods that have not been grown with herbicides or pesticides.
Yep, right. Organic food, organic fruits, vegetables, most anything you can find if you look for it. Most of the good grocery stores now have organic food. Not the biggest section in the store. You know what the biggest section in the grocery stores, food stores are today? You know what it is? What aisle gets more traffic and makes more money?
Pharmacy?
Nope. The soft drink aisle.
Soft drink, okay.
Soft drinks. Yep.
Coca-Cola, time of year.
Pepsi-Cola, all of those things. The profit margins are huge, and you're killing yourself drinking that stuff. All right, we're moving on. It's 21 after the hour. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Dr. Ken Kornhaus, cardiologist based at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. For those of you close by, Ken's number there is 352-735-1400 for an appointment to get your cardiological wrap-up, figure out what's going on with your circulatory health, et cetera, et cetera. He offers ECP treatment. He's just the all-around cardiologist that everybody wants to know. I love going to see him and getting the treatment, the full treatment. You can get it as well, and he'll spend time with you. So no matter where you are in the country, this is probably good advice. 352-735-1400, but especially some of the local or southeastern folks that are listening to this program, go see Ken. All right, the next item from your bailiwick, which is the heart, the circulatory system. What happens with high LDL cholesterol? This is something that I, you know, we were just talking about my LDL. You asked me, I had another blood test, what my read was. The LDL on this read was 149, and the HDL, which is good cholesterol, is 43. They say 43 for me in this test isn't that bad. You say I need to have higher. The exercise quotient doesn't seem to agree, but LDL cholesterol, what does that do to other things besides your circulatory system, or are they related? See, I think that this, the flow of blood into your head, or lack thereof, is responsible for Alzheimer's. Am I on solid ground?
Well, I think that that's probably the common ground connection. And we got to get your LDL, lousy cholesterol, down better to guard your cognitive, your abilities to think and remember processes, according to the study. We got to get that LDL down. But here's another reason to keep your cholesterol under control. New research suggests that the LDL, or bad cholesterol, may play a role, Doug, in the development of early onset Alzheimer's disease. No link was found between Alzheimer's and HDL good cholesterol. There was a slight association seen, however, with triglyceride levels. So bad cholesterol, LDL, appears to be one of the the major players in Alzheimer's disease. And I agree with Doug. I think the common ground is that it's circulation.
Yeah.
There has been an effort with new drugs to go after these specialized plaques. They're different than the kind of plaques you see in the circulation, but these kinds of plaques that are described with Alzheimer's disease. And every new trial with every new drug that focuses just on these plaques that you see with Alzheimer's disease fails. So I think it really exactly. So
why? Do they know? They study?
Because it doesn't seem to be actually the culprit. It seems more in the cholesterol arena, the plaques that come out of cholesterol, which are very different than these kinds of plaques that you see in the brain itself.
Mm-hmm. So the triglyceride number of mine was 156. Optimum is 150.
Under 150, but that's very close. Yeah. We don't get concerned that, you know, 500 is danger, but you want it under 150, and starting when it gets to about 200, we take note, but ideally under 150, and you also have to fast 12 hours, at least 8, but good 12 hours, because fasting greatly affects the triglyceride level. So that's a fasting, 12-hour fasting under 150.
What's a apolipoprotein? Did I ask you that before?
Apolipoprotein. Those are fractions of the cholesterol that are a little bit more advanced for looking at your cholesterols, and some of those do have higher risk of promoting circulation, atherosclerosis, plaquing in the heart, circulation in the brain, which leads to heart attack.
I don't have any plaque in my heart at all, in my arteries around my heart. I got some in my carotid arteries, but I don't have any plaque at all.
In your big vessels, that's correct.
Yeah. Huh.
But get that LDL down and keep it there.
All right, I got a new thing. I'm going to tell you about cross crawling, a new exercise I got. You'd probably like it. After we have a few messages of import here, 28 after on Good Day Health.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
12 people are dead after a shooter opened fire at a municipal center in Virginia Beach. 4 people were wounded. Their condition is unknown at this time. Police Chief James Severa.
We've recovered a .45 caliber handgun with multiple extended magazines that were emptied at the time. The suspect was reloading extended magazines in that handgun, firing at victims throughout the building and at our officers.
Police said the suspect, who was killed in an exchange with responding officers, was a longtime public utilities employee. They believe he was the only shooter.
The suspect entered Building 2 and immediately began to indiscriminately fire upon all the victims.
One of the officers was also shot. Authorities say his vest saved his life. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Longevity, feeling good, all those things are part of what we discuss here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The podcast that we have prepared every week, I'm looking back at last week's, which is out there now. They're all archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. The warning from last week's information that you're hearing, you can hear now in the podcast, is don't kiss a chicken. We discuss ways of the growing epidemic of obese seniors, what happens. It's, I don't know, it becomes a pedantic story. Same story over and over again. People apparently don't listen as much. When I see the people walking in and out of your office, see how heavy they are, I think to myself, huh, how do you let yourself go down that road? Unless you just don't care. Some people think, okay, at 70, I've had it. See you later. You'll still be practicing. Well, you are. Aren't you 70 now? How old are you?
No. No.
I thought you were about, what, 67, 68?
No.
Something like that. Yes, you are. 69?
No. Let's not, anyway. Several years younger than that.
You are? For some reason, I thought you and I were closer in age. No.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, man, this doesn't bother me.
In the middle.
I look at just a BS number anyway. So also in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, a study about whether or not you should eat something before you go to the gym. I'd be interested to hear that. And a lot of the studies, we focus on a lot of the studies in part of the program. This one shows that mothers who breastfeed may reduce their risk of heart disease. That's important. Ken offers another reason to not smoke pot. We don't have any of that this week. Well, I'm sort of surprised. Well, I was disappointed. They don't have a pot story.
Nothing published this week about it.
Okay. Answering the question, did you know your DNA may predict your ability to get along with dogs? That's a good story. And we have news about why you ought to not kiss or snuggle with a chicken. All that and more. In the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. All right, so let's get back to matters at hand here. Looking at a story about children being picky eaters and what parents and grandparents, as far as I think, a lot of grandparents are raising children. I know I certainly love to have a meal. I'm not raising my grandson, but I like to think I'm having an influence on him. The way you introduce your children, think back to when your daughter Amanda was first starting to eat. How did you decide what to feed her? Did you think about, when you think back to what you gave her for breakfast or lunch or dinner, what sort of options were given to her?
Well, I tried to lead by example, and hopefully she's picked it up. But, I just think in general, our parents were much stricter with us than the current generation with the millennials.
I agree.
We weren't given that many options. If we didn't like it, it was just eat what's on your plate.
Eat it or be hungry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We as parents have been much, much easier on our kids.
Yeah. So what your child, though, eats, the outcome here, if he or she is a picky eater, the business about screwing a child up, I've noticed my children, or my daughter, and what she feels, what she feeds Miles, pretty restrictive. It's not a broad menu at all. And when he was younger, she fed him a lot of vegetables, and that's what he likes. He likes cheese for some reason. He likes those cheese, little grilled cheese sandwiches. But he has that with, he's supposed to eat for every bite of cheese that he has to have broccoli or asparagus or something, which he doesn't seem to much like, but that's what he's supposed to eat. So anyway, there seems to be science that says if your children eats less than a certain number of foods, he or she is a picky eater, and that will in some way, shape, or form affect him or her as they get through life, depending on whether it's fruits or vegetables or whatever. If your child eats a few different starches, a few different proteins, a few fruits, a few vegetables, that's a problem. Why would that be a problem? I can't imagine why proteins and starches, don't they all go together? Or are you supposed to keep starches away from kids?
No, well,
you're talking about fruits being sugary, and that too much of that's not good for you.
Well, I think you just have to feed kids healthy the way you feed adults healthy. And the problem is that, kids will eat what they like, and you have to guide them right. And it just depends how many choices they have. The problem is when they go over to their friend's house and they're eating horribly and they see what all the good foods are.
Yeah.
So
right.
you as an adult, as parent, you really have to set the example. It's not do as I say, not as
you
I do.
Do as I do. Yeah, yeah.
You have to set the example, and then you can't exclude it entirely. And these have to be treats, and put some balance in it, and let the child know that that's how you live, and you're happy with it, hopefully they associate with other children who eat like you want your kid to eat.
Yeah. What makes them picky, though, is something that is it the influence of others? If the child hasn't had a 2-year-old, for example, doesn't have a social circle, and sometimes they become picky.
I think it's how much you give into them.
Mm-hmm.
They won't starve. But sometimes it's hard as a parent, for some parents, harder for other parents to just not make them happy. There's today mom's not home all day. There's guilt.
Well, there's a control factor in saying, no, I'm not going to eat that if you're 3 or 4
correct.
Years old.
Exactly.
Right. And then there's the negotiation. Well, if you want.
There's control and there's attention.
Yeah. I mean, it's more psychological, I think, than it is.
It's a lot of psychological,
yeah,
but it's a complex issue, and it's a lot how the parents just don't make it into a big deal because that's the secondary gain, all that attention.
Yep. Well, do you know any good pediatricians, and how do they? You know, there's the business about the GAPS practitioners and what goes on in your gut, even from when you're little. It affects your development, I think. Physically and maybe emotionally, mentally.
I think diet from day one is important. So important to long-term health.
Yeah. All right. So if you're a parent, what's your advice? Make sure you get your child exposed to all kinds of different sorts of foods. If you're eating the same things yourself, again, they're going to do as Ken said.
Just like we tell adults, close to the land and as natural and a lot of good things, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, bean seeds, nuts, the whole realm.
Yeah, well, there are, I think, 30 basic foods.
And obviously the infants, we don't want choking on nuts, but it all has to be age-appropriate.
Yeah. There's a list of new foods you can introduce that I've just sort of clicked on here for picky eaters. But I don't think you have to worry about it. If there's getting some from each of the food groups, that's it, really, more than anything else. I think today parents try to persuade their children to do this, that, or the other, rather than just say, okay, this is what you're having for dinner tonight. You don't like it, you'll be hungry. And sooner or later, does that sound like too much, tough love?
You have to let them make, if they have some autonomy and they can make some decisions, and then the parents make some decisions, so they feel like they're part of it. And you just have to expose them to new foods in different ways and make it into something fun.
Yep. And they also, some of the people...
And don't give up.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Don't give up. Don't give in. If your child doesn't like what you fix for dinner, don't make a separate meal for him or her. That sets a bad precedent and doesn't encourage them to give new food a chance. It's not mom's 24-hour diner.
Exactly. When you have a regular meal time, that often helps with the kid also because, there's an expectation of what's coming and let's get it done.
Yep. Get your child engaged in his food and don't... I think what happens is that the definition of unwanted food changes depending on the age, I think, as much as anything else, and what they're exposed to with other children.
If mom or dad become a short order cook, then the kid knows at any time, they order something, they're going to get it.
Yeah.
And you got to not get into that habit. You may feel good doing it and be the popular parent, but that is where it all starts.
Yep, exactly. Here's where it starts or maybe ends when it comes to you and joint pain. Have you tried Joint Formula 14 yet from a company on the West Coast called Sierracil? Sierracil has put together this very interesting combination of ingredients, very unique and very focused on your joints. The reason it's called Joint Formula 14 is because it works in 14 days or your money back. Feel better in 14 days. That's their guarantee. I've felt joint pain most of my adult life. It doesn't really bother me, but it is, when you wake up in the morning, your back is stiff and sore. Probably something you can do, and you can, actually, using Sierracil. Go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, and order the Joint Formula 14 capsules. 1 month supply, usually $39. You can now through the DGB code at achefree.live. Get the bottle for $27.99 and free shipping. So, Sierrasil. Use it for yourself. Use it for your pet. There's a Sierrasil for your pet as well. I'm giving it to Daisy, and it really helps. She's had lots of issues, hip issues and stuff in her young life. This is helping tremendously. Achefree.live. That's it. Find out who is doing well with it. Look at the testimonials. Achefree, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, joint formula 14 from Sierrasil. The guarantee is it works or your money back. Achefree.live.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Good Day Health, Doug Steffen here, reminding you that you can take advantage of all the fabulous information that every week comes out in our discussions with Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. All of the conversations, the podcasts are archived, so you know exactly what you're looking for and exactly how to find what you're looking for. Here's a focus on drinking. That may help you if you're a senior and you're having a bout of heart failure. Drinking in moderation may be able to help you if you have heart failure, according to a new study that was defined in the moderation, defined in the study as one drink a day for women, two drinks a day for men. The heart failure patients who drank had a 1 year longer average survival rate than people who didn't drink at all. A doctor who did the study said, my patients who are newly diagnosed with heart failure often ask me if they should stop drinking, and he says no. That's the worst thing you can do. He didn't have a good answer until this study was done. A lot of cardiologists discount the study's result. He says it didn't prove moderate alcohol intake caused the increased longevity, but it seems to be a parallel. They analyzed 5,900 patients, recipients of this, in a heart study over a four-year period of time. Despite some of the disagreement over the results, the doctor said our study suggests people who have had a daily drink or two before their diagnosis of heart failure can continue to do so without concern that it's causing any harm. So, I suppose, among other things, it would be irresponsible if I told you that and didn't tell you to ask your own doctor what the deal is. Check with your doctor before you do anything. I don't know if this is drastic or not, but check with your doctor. Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. One of the things in the general news basket this week has been the story of a case in Oklahoma City where people, doctors being tried for prescribing opioids. What's the outcome? What do you think of that? And are people who are doctors scared?
Well, We don't yet know. This just started. The attorney general there is taking on Johnson & Johnson, one of the big manufacturers of opioids. And the attorney general there thinks that Johnson & Johnson inappropriately marketed these products to doctors and patients. And this was part of the over 4,000 deaths in Oklahoma alone in the last 10 years due to opioid overdoses. Mm-hmm. And the other manufacturers have settled in Oklahoma, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And we'll report on it. But if the doctor recommends it, my advice is don't absolutely say no. Just ask, are there any alternatives? Is this my only choice? And what's the shortest duration that I can be on this? And just have a good conversation with them and her, and then do what the doctor says.
Yep, 10 before the hour on Good Day Health.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Continuation of our daily focus, weekly focus on your health and well-being. It's an eternal quest that I have here in my broadcasting to bring you stories about good health, how to pursue good health. And so Dr. Ken Kronhaus is continuing in that force of that vein. 12 years, 14 years? How many years have we been doing this? I lose track.
Since about June of 07, daily, weekly, and before that, occasionally.
Yeah, all right. So there we go. And to go into yet another bit of research that Ken has done, he reads all the journals from the various medical colleges, the various disciplines, to bring you information, bring you up to date on what's kind of the latest thinking. And here's something that is, we were just talking about this off the air, something I do every day, and if you don't do it, perhaps you ought to do it, because Ken says weighing yourself will do good things. You become conscious, I guess. Part of that is being conscious, right?
I have been a big advocate of daily weighing yourself to keep your weight where it should be and to lose weight. And this is a it's a controversy in medicine. There are some people who are greatly against this. And hopefully
Why?
This... Well, you know, it just creates too much stress, too much tension.
What? The weight creates stress, not the losing of it.
It's hard for me to advocate that position, but there are some doctors who think you should never go near the scale. You should never weigh yourself. It's not good. It just creates tension, emotion, stress, and you just eat. But my feeling has been, and it's I've helped myself to keep my weight down and to stay at a good weight, is by weighing myself every day to prevent weight gain. And this is the news this week published in the medical journal that most people tend to gain weight every year. Mm-hmm. And there's been a debate about the benefit of weighing ourselves. Well, this new research appearing in the journal Obesity this week suggests that weighing ourselves every day could be an effective way to prevent weight gain. And the key is how to weigh yourself, because our own weight is greatly affected by so many things, especially the fluid that we take. You know, just weigh yourself with a bottle of bottled water and see how much mm-hmm. that weighs. And also what we're wearing. So what I recommend is to obtain in the morning your dry weight. Your dry weight is your weight before you eat, before you drink anything, after you've done your bathroom responsibilities, and wearing as little clothing as you can without getting arrested. And then what I also recommend is getting a weight in the evening as you're beginning to wonder, should I continue to eat anything more? Mm-hmm. And that's how I keep my weight. I know the weight I want to go to bed at, and I know the mm-hmm. weight, my dry weight, that I want to see in the morning. And that's how I know to adjust my calories going forward, to adjust my exercise, and it's worked so effectively for me. So I certainly agree with the results of this study released this week in the medical journal Obesity, because it certainly has worked for me over the years.
Well, I want to just to compare. When you and I first started seeing each other, we weighed about the same. And then you got on this this wildly successful exercise program, and you lost 10 pounds. And so you were 10 pounds less than me. And I think last year when I went to see you, I weighed 183 or 184, which is 10 pounds more than I ever want to weigh. And you were down to 160, whatever it was. And so there was a, and we compared. I remember walking into your office and you came into the room where we do the all the EKG stuff, and you wanted to compare bodies. And we both laughed about it, but it is interesting to see how your mind in this circumstance can be influenced. And I do the same. I do this. I every night put myself on the scale, and when I was at 183, I thought, "Oh, that's it." So now I'm down to 173 dry weight in the morning, 175 or so when I go to bed, 173. But I would like to be down a couple more pounds because I don't think it's healthy and necessary to carry any of that extra weight. But as Ken is saying to you, and I'm just reiterating here, the bottom line is that you can do yourself a lot of good by watching. Get a good scale, too. I used to have a cheap, junky scale, and it really didn't do the trick. So I went out and spent the money, bought a good electric scale, so you really know the exact number. You're not fiddling around with something that one day says one thing and the next day says something else. So weighing yourself could prevent weight gain. Good thoughts from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.